real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Good afternoon. This is not George. This is his son, Todd. And George is off today. Not off island, but away from the studios. It's a nice day today. Who's gonna do my... If you have any questions, give me a call, 296-5467. And I'm supposed to have a guest today. I think Donna Kim is supposed to be here, and she's here, smiling at always.
Can we do something about the traffic, though?
Traffic?
Can we get cars that have to go off the ground?
I think we're going to get that in about...
Not in my lifetime.
30 years, maybe.
Good to be here.
Nice to have you here.
Bad traffic today, sorry.
Bad traffic. Every day. This is Hawaii. That's the
well,
norm.
I think UH is graduating, so I want to congratulate all the graduates at the University of Hawaii.
Some more people out in the workforce.
Well, you don't have to worry. As long as cars break down, you have a job.
True. But if we keep going on this way with the electric cars, then everybody who's fixing cars now the old conventional way, they're going to have to get into something else.
That's true. Everything's computerized and the cost for that equipment is expensive.
Not only expensive, but we're not going to have gas. Everything is on that electric car thing.
What? No ethanol?
Well, we need more people like you to help us get this ethanol thing rolling.
Well, I'm happy to report that the two ethanol bills that would have repealed the ethanol requirement both died in the House.
Really?
Yes.
Where's the applaud tape?
Yay! It passed the Senate. Unfortunately, I voted against it. But it passed to the House, but both measures died in the House. So,
we have hope.
Yeah, you skipped the bullet at that point.
For this year.
The other thing that failed to pass in the legislature is my bill to test the gasoline.
The quality.
Mm-hmm. The quality to test the ethanol, to test the blend. It actually got stalled in the Senate in the Consumer Protection Committee. It passed the first committee, and Ross Baker decided to hold the measure. So,
oh, boy.
The other thing that failed is my safety check bill failed this year. It's for new cars, at least 3 years old, would not have to have a safety check for 3 years. After the third year, they would need safety checks. And one of the reasons for that is a lot of the cars come with the three-year warranty and three-year maintenance programs, and they get checked regularly. But that measure passed last year, and the governor vetoed it for unknown reasons.
Oh, boy. I guess we better bake him some stuff. Yeah, bake him some cookies.
I don't know about that.
Which I missed last night. We didn't have cookies for a while.
Oh, is that a hint? Okay, so what's going on in the automotive world? I've just reported what went on in the legislative arena.
Nothing new, same old news. everybody's cars are getting damaged by our potholes.
So is mine. So is mine.
We're having tires getting blown out.
Alignment.
Alignment.
Just messed up.
Just a couple of weeks ago, almost in a row, I had two different cars come in for tires. Blew out.
Really?
That's kind of bad. And the tires weren't old tires. They're kind of new.
Well, you know, the potholes, if you drive the same way to work and same way home every day, you kind of know where the potholes are and you kind of avoid the potholes, but it's getting harder and harder to avoid them.
You know, but some people, they don't avoid it.
Well, and it's dangerous, too, to avoid them.
To avoid.
You don't know it's coming up sometimes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I try to stay in a certain lane because I know where those potholes are, the other two lanes sometimes. If I'm stuck in that, I'm not aware of those holes.
Right. We have a caller.
Hi.
Hi.
Todd, Rob in Nainahina.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Todd. Hi, Donna. Can she hear me, Todd?
Wait, no, I can't.
She's getting there.
Working on it.
Okay, got it.
Okay, snuggle up to the mic now, Donna.
Okay, got it.
I want you to explain to me and the listening audience about those bills that in regards to ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
What was the purpose of the bill?
Senate Bill 2339 was repealing the 10% ethanol requirement.
Uh-huh.
And House Bill 2322 also repealed the 10% ethanol requirement in gasoline with the addition of a local ethanol production report to be submitted to DBED, which is Department of Business and Economic Development, to the legislature.
Donna, with all of, you know, with all of the concerns of the boating community and the landscapers and just a whole bunch of us, we've felt, and I know you know this, but just allow me. We know that whatever the heck they're blending into our fuel here when we go to put it in our machines, there's definitely something wrong. I mean, go to any small engine clinic and whatever, they're raking up the money, you know, selling new machines and fixing the other ones.
Well, that's why I introduced the measure to have our gasoline tested to check exactly what is the blend that we're receiving, what is the octane levels in the fuel, because I know George continually says he tests and that it doesn't meet the requirements. But the bill failed to pass. And so until the general public gets upset about this and call their legislators or go to the polls and vote or question their legislators as they come door to door or the candidates, then it's going to be business as usual.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need more people complaining.
There's a lot of apathy, and people feel they complain and nothing happens. And to some degree, they're right, but they got to keep at it, and you have to get them in numbers. And it does work at some point, but until you reach that mass.
I guess I'm a little surprised because, boy, everybody's been, you know, moaning and groaning and, you know, for ever since that blend was forced upon us. You know I have nothing against ethanol in its, you know, in its pure form and everything, but
right. But I think,
yeah, Todd,
like with everything, a lot of people are complaining, but they're just complaining to their neighbors, not to the right people.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They're, I don't know if it's afraid or ashamed, but they don't want to contact the right people. It's easier just to go next door and grumble to your neighbor.
Well, and the other thing is, not everyone, especially those of us in the legislature, are familiar or understand ethanol or know the benefits or the, you know, what kind of ethanol.
True. They don't know they don't know the importance.
Exactly.
And what it.
And I was one of them. I used to say I believed everything I heard and read about how bad ethanol was for the car and so forth, until, of course, your dad, George, made me do this testing, and I have been testing. I've been putting 2 gallons of ethanol in my car, as you know, on a regular basis. And I've been checking the mileage and I've been testing and sensing how the car runs. And I have to agree that it helps with the mileage. It helps with the running of the car.
Much better.
But this is pure. I don't know if the word pure is correct. But this is ethanol blend, or the ethanol that you folks sell, versus the blend that is put into the gasoline, the mix. And it is that mix that I had introduced the measure that we have the state test. Now, we are supposed to be testing. The law says that the state should be testing the gasoline for the octane levels and so forth. But we don't do it because we don't have the positions, supposedly not enough positions, not enough money for the testing. So we actually do not test.
Donna, you know, this is probably comes under pure speculation at this point, but, you know, I was thinking that if those bills had been repealed, right, I wonder, follow the money, right? I wonder if that would have helped reduce the cost of gasoline for the public.
Well,
if we were able to force, or, you know, have the law change so that we want to go back to regular gas, and if we want to obtain ethanol from George or however, you know, we can, more better, right? But I wonder if do you have any idea if that would have affected the price, lowered it, I mean?
Well, I was told in the beginning when we put in the blend that it did cost extra and the gas did go up, but
I've not
seen anything change when something gets repealed. So once that price is there, I'm not sure that the gasoline dealers are going to actually lower the cost of gasoline for that.
That was probably really naive of me.
The other reasoning for the ethanol, besides all the good things it was supposed to produce, is it's supposed to also create an industry here in Hawaii, plants for to create ethanol.
Green.
Yes. And that never materialized. I know we had people come, businesses come to us to say they're doing it on Kauai. There's a plant on Kauai, and we have tax credits for that.
Right.
And I know George have worked on that, but that has never materialized. And that would have been an excellent, or should be, an excellent industry for us to have here in Hawaii.
Excellent industry.
Mm.
And sugarcane is supposed to have been used, right? Is it sugarcane?
Right, because sugarcane is... Sugar cane is the best plant to use for ethanol.
Yeah, because look at Brazil. Yeah, that's what they use.
I guess they're doing something wrong.
They're doing something.
If you know what I mean.
Holy cow. Yeah.
We're doing the right things here.
Oh, shucks. I don't know why I didn't see that one. Well, thank you.
Thank you for calling. Have a great day and have a good, nice Mother's Day. Don't forget your moms out there, everybody.
Aloha.
Mother's Day? Thanks, Rob.
Tomorrow is Mother's Day. You
really?
Do have a mother, don't you, Todd?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I hope you do. Please be sure to thank her for all the good things she's done for you.
I can thank her right on the air.
Go ahead.
But I doubt she's listening.
My son sent me a really nice Mother's Day card. Yesterday, I got it yesterday.
Oh, how sweet.
I know.
No flowers?
He said he's working on something, but it's going to not come on time. So at least he remembered.
That's good. Mother's Day.
Yeah, he's in D.C., so.
So why is it that for Mother's Day, it's much
huge,
more of a bigger deal than Father's Day?
Well, it... Obvious, isn't that obvious? Mothers are more important.
Wait, that's old school.
What's new school?
New school, fathers are important too.
Well, actually, they're both important. And fathers have their day coming. And I was listening to or watching what talk show, and they said, really, Mother's Day is just a preamble to Father's Day. It's kind of a warm-up for Father's Day.
So people don't forget Father's Day. Ah.
I don't know. But new mothers tend to be more of the caregivers, and they tend to be the ones that nurture the kids a little bit more.
Old school again. Okay, we have to go to a break. We'll be right back. Are you looking for a new car or used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q Cakes has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with our uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q Cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back, and I see somebody rolling, Bob.
Hey! Todd is at the helm. How you doing today, brother?
Okay, and how are you?
Yeah, sounding good. And Miss Kim,
hello.
On point as always. Good to hear you folks.
Thank you.
And George told me to go easy with you on the politics, so I just want to take this opportunity to thank Todd, who serviced my car yesterday and found out that my air filter, because, you know, I like to share my, you know, things I'm not doing right for other people, but hey, check the air filter. How did it look, Todd? It was what? Gummy? Black?
It was really dirty.
It was really dirty. Anyway, my car runs so much better now. I mean, you know, it's a little peppier, but I try to back off, so I increase my gas mileage. So that's my Bob, Rolling Bob tip for today is take a look at your air filter.
How do you do that, Bob? How do you check your air filter?
Well, we could ask Todd that, because obviously I don't know, because I never checked mine.
You just take it into your shop and have them check it.
Yeah, that's true. But actually, I think you can open it yourself, right?
Some cars you could.
Yeah, some cars. Well, my car, you can. It's got two latches, pops open. Hey, maybe take a look in there like once a month.
Is it in? You have to open the hood to get to that filter?
Yes, it's in the hood.
It's in the hood.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you have to look at the right side too, right, Bob?
Yeah, exactly.
You can't just pop it open and look straight in, because that's the opposite side, which is going to be clean all the time.
Right. Yeah, that's true, because the air comes up from the bottom. That's right.
Right.
See, look, I'm learning stuff all the time.
Now, this air filter, is it for the air conditioner or is it for the motor?
For the engine.
Oh, for the engine.
For the engine. Now, I
See,
know
I
about
know
the cabin one, because I get that service, I think it's once a year or every other year.
See, Bob has the good K&N filter.
Yes.
Because he doesn't want to buy another one.
That's right. So, and the only thing you have to be careful of.
The K&N filter, you just use it, dirty it all up, wash it, re-oil. Put it back in and you're off.
Okay, now, one last quick question, though. When you wash it, what do you wash it with?
Tide. Put Downy in.
Okay. I can see this is not going good here. No, but no. You said you wash it and then you re-oil it.
Yes, they use a real light oil on the filter elements.
And that helps it to attract the dust and...
The dust and debris.
Okay. Well, good. Well, guess what? You're right. It is a beautiful day. I'm going to get out of here because I got to do some rolling. So as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Okay, Bob. Thanks.
Keep on rolling, Bob. So, my car is really dirty.
Really?
Yeah. Do you guys wash cars, too, at your place?
Okay, let's go wash it after the show.
That's the hardest thing, is keeping the car clean.
Not really. The hardest thing is keeping it waxed.
Clean, wax.
No, because if you keep it waxed, it doesn't get as dirty.
Oh, because the dirt kind of slides off.
Yeah, it doesn't stick.
Okay. So I usually try to take it to one of those $20 deals.
$20 deal?
They wash it and sort of polish it for you.
Wow.
Hey, remember, I'm kind of got a gas and go kind of gal, you know.
Gas and go wearing the leopard blouse. Rawr!
Excuse me, this is a radio show, not a TV show.
Oh, okay.
Let's not have no fashionista moment.
Fashionista.
Okay.
How do you like your car?
I love my car. Love my car. I love my brake. Is it brake shields?
Brake pads.
Brake pads.
That's right. We recently just put the...
Not recent. It's been a while.
It's been a while?
Mm-hmm. So now, before, my car would be clean and my wheels would always have that
dirty.
Black
good right.
on it. But now, the wheels are clean and my car is dirty. Can't win. What can I say?
And your braking power, is it better?
I think it's...
Stops a little bit faster.
Yeah, now that you mention it. Not something I really noticed, but yeah, now that you mention it, absolutely.
So you have better braking.
Better mileage.
Better mileage, clean rims.
But dirty car.
Now you just need someone to clean it all the time for you.
Yes, that's what I was getting at.
With no obligations. Where did we find that?
Let me know. Anybody want to call in?
Free car wash.
Cleaning. And waxing, right? Is that what you said, waxing?
Oh, we're going for the whole thing.
Why Detailing. Not, right?
Vacuum.
Like they say, why go to the ocean with a spoon when you can take a bucket?
I never heard of that before.
It is a saying. I heard it somewhere.
So how's your bowling?
Can we not talk about bowling?
Bowling is fun.
George has challenged me to bowl, and I have yet to reach
really
the comfortable.
You just started and he wants to challenge you? What a bully. He wants us to intimidate you.
But I'm working on it, as you know, periodically.
But it's... You come a long way. It's
I think I need to go back to golfing.
No, the ball is too small. As you get older, you cannot see it.
Yeah, but the pins, you know, I think there's one too many pins. Whoever came up with that game, they put one too many pins. Because it seems like there's always one pin standing.
But from where we're standing, the pins look like they're all close together. But they're actually 1 foot apart.
Is it really 1 foot apart?
It's not close together.
Wow. It doesn't
so
look
if
like
you
one.
Can hit down eight of them and one is standing, that's good.
But I did that a lot and I can't get that one to go. I think they glue down that one pin. I really think they glue it down.
Maybe you're spoiled with that no-tap bowling
no-tap
thing.
No-tap bowling. Yay for no-tap.
We had a no-tap tournament we went to. Donna invited us. And she bowled, 200?
I don't know. Is it 220? Was it 2-something? Yeah, 220,
I think. 220.
That was no tap. See, it's that one pin. Now, for those of you who don't know no tap, because I didn't know what no tap was, is that if you get a 9, it's considered a strike.
Right.
Right? So, obviously, I had
a lot of nines.
See, it's that one pin, that game. We got to pass a resolution to make it to, what, 11 pins? Is it 12 pins? How many pins in the game?
Pins in a game?
I mean, how many pins in the bowl?
10.
10 pins. Okay, so we need to have 9 pins.
Maybe we should talk to our secretary, and one night we have a no-tap night. Like the last night of bowling.
That might be fun.
Then Donna's going to beat everybody.
But it's really a dying sport here in Hawaii, because there's not too many bowling alleys left. Too bad. It's a fun game.
Funny you mentioned that, because my sister just called me this morning, was talking about some bowling and bowling alleys, and I think the bowling proprietors are shooting themselves in the foot. Because there's a lot of private bowling alleys. They don't upkeep it. The oiling conditions are really bad. The lane conditions are really bad. There's holes in the lanes.
Well, and there's not that many bowling alleys, and so even if you try to, when I started up again because of you, and I had a bowling ball that was at least, 30 years old?
30 years old.
And shoes and stuff. You said they don't make them anymore. So I went down to Sports Authority to go check out stuff, and they don't have bowling at all. No bowling equipment. You either have to go to the alleys, which to me, they're kind of limited, or go online.
Okay,
or see somebody like you.
We have a caller, Anne.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Anne.
Yes, this is for the senator.
Hi, Anne.
Hi. I'd like to know more about the business end of the, gasoline that we pay for, which is so high, even throughout the national. And I'd like to know the business end of, they have refineries down here.
Correct.
Yes. Now, why is our gas so high?
Because the gas has to come in, right? And probably Todd knows this better than I do, but they bring them in tankers?
That I know, because I see that every day, most every day through our, I live on a waterfront.
Right, and then they pipe the gas from the ships to the refinery.
That's right.
And then the refinery refines, we don't get all of our gas from the refinery, because a lot of it comes in from the mainland.
Some is already refined.
But the point is, I don't know that end of it. I'd like to know why our gas here is so high, because they're using our refinery here. Some of the companies are, I know that much.
So what you're saying is...
I'll go off the line.
Our gas should
and then,
be...
Wait, one moment. I'll go off the line and I can listen to the rest of it.
Well, he might have a question, though. You have a question?
Yeah.
Don't hold on. He has a question for you.
So you're trying to say is our fuel should be the same price as California?
As some of the mainland, as some of the states, because you know we're one of the most highest costs here, in gas prices.
But we don't own the refineries, you know that, right?
We don't, but they're using our land. They're using our land, and their refineries are here. So, I just like to know something about it. I'll go off the line anyway.
Okay, thank you for your call.
Bye-bye now.
Gosh.
Well, it's like any other business. The refineries lease the land or the property and build the buildings. I know what is it that is looking to sell their refinery?
Is it Tesoro?
Is it Tesoro?
Yeah, I think so.
And that the plants, my understanding is a lot of the refineries across the country, not just here in Hawaii, is aging. And there has not been any new refineries built for years. And many are closing down because the costs to upgrade the refineries are expensive and not cost effective at this point. And so many of the refineries are closing down. I think if in the last 30 years, 50% of the refineries, in fact, have closed down. And so the same we have half the amount of refineries out there doing the job that was done by twice the amount of refineries in the past. I also learned that these refineries are not the same. They refine different kinds of gasoline.
Fuels.
Yeah, and fuel. So they can only accept certain fuels. We'll talk about it more.
Okay, hold that thought, and we have a break. We'll be right back.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, "That kid that caused this wreck was drunk." Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, "This girl's gonna die." I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, "I love you, Mom." So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay. Correction, here's Todd.
And here's Donna. We're back. And we have a caller, Alvin.
Hello, this is Alvin from Kapolei.
Hi, Alvin.
Hi. First of all, hello to Donna and to Todd.
Aloha.
How are you?
I'm good.
Great. Well, first of all, I just want to discuss several items. First of all, we mourn the passing of Carroll Shelby, the guy who worked on the Shelby Mustangs and the AC Cobras and stuff like that.
That's right. He passed.
Yeah. I just saw the announcement in today's paper.
I think it was yesterday.
Or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, secondly, the previous caller had questions about the gasoline business, yeah?
Yes.
And the primary reason why the gasoline prices in Hawaii are so high is because they can charge that much. and nobody's going to do anything about it. 25 years ago, Standard Oil Refinery here in Kapolei, they increased the capacity of their refinery. And with the excess refinery capacity, see, refineries, they go on what they call process design, which means that they they run most efficiently when they're running full blast. So with the extra capacity, they're running full blast and they're sending the excess production to California. And they sell it in California for less than what they sell it here. So that's a little bit of tidbit of news.
So we're selling or making fuel for California?
Yes. We're not making it. Standard Oil is the one down in Kapolei.
What kind of oil are they selling in California? That's the first time I've heard that, and I've met
it's
with...
gasoline.
What kind of gasoline? For what? For cars? For aircraft?
Well,
for...
gasoline for motor fuel.
Hmm.
And they're selling the excess production to California. I mean, they're shipping it to California, and it's sold over there. Because for them to run it at less than full capacity is inefficient. And another thing, I think somebody had a question about ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ethanol is cheaper to produce than gasoline.
Correct.
So the more ethanol you put into the gasoline mixture, the cheaper it actually you should sell for.
Correct. It's supposed to be cheaper than the additive that they took out.
MBTE or something like that.
Right. The anti-knock additive.
Yeah, that MP... That anti-knock additive is, was it cancerous or something like that?
Yes.
Or something, yeah, okay. So actually, the more ethanol you put into a motor fuel, the cheaper it should be. And if the stuff is produced here in Hawaii, they'll add jobs.
Add jobs, cheap fuel.
Have you folks heard of the Ulupono Initiative?
No.
Okay, the Ulupono Initiative is, I guess, a movement founded by Pierre Omidyar. He moved over here, and he's trying to make things, you know, pono and bio-sustainable and stuff like that. And part of the Ulupono Initiative is to manufacture biofuels locally. And they have someone who is supposed to be working with the major landowners in Hawaii, you know, like Kamehameha schools, stuff
right.
like that. To try to convert sugarcane plantations into biofuel plantations. And they acknowledge that sugarcane is a viable source of raw material.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what progress they've made on that.
I have heard about something like that on the Big Island, too. And... for some reason, I'm not sure, they got stopped for a little while.
Oh, that one from the Big Island was, I think, some mainland guy who was trying to, for some reason, produce some sort of refinery, or build some sort of refinery in the Kona area.
For biodiesel or something, yeah?
Yeah, I...
But it was supposed to be, the company name was a Hawaiian name. Unless it could have been a mainland person disguising himself as a Hawaiian company.
Well, for some reason, I remember this news like a few months ago. I don't remember the exact details. But he was trying, but that's different from the Ulupono Initiative.
Okay.
Okay, and last item. There's a technical question. I bought a used car recently, and every morning I have to crank the starter for about 5 seconds before it starts up. Then afterwards it runs fine. But, I mean, or it'll start fine after that.
Mm-hmm.
And then after about 4 or 5 hours, if it sits around for 4 or 5 hours, I have to crank the starter for about 5 seconds again before it starts up. Any idea what it could be?
First of all, what kind of car?
It's a 91 Integra.
91 Integra, how much mileage?
About 120,000.
Okay. There's a few things that could be wrong. Your fuel injectors could be leaking. When it starts up,
mm-hmm.
is there a lot of smoke coming out the pipe?
No. Not that I know of.
No smoke?
No.
Okay, that should be good. Fuel pump could be leaking backwards.
That's what I was expecting too.
Yeah, because on our fuel injected cars, the fuel line has to be pressurized all the time.
Okay.
So if the line goes dry and you're cranking it, that 5 seconds or so, the line is going to fill up again and then start.
Ah, that makes sense. Would that be a fuel pump itself or a fuel filter?
Fuel pump, or it could be both.
Oh, okay.
Another thing could be you have a lot of carbon buildup in the engine.
Okay.
Because carbon acts like a sponge. So if you set the car overnight, the sponge will dry out. Then when you go to start it, the fuel injectors is going to start shooting, but the carbon is going to absorb the fuel and not fire up the engine. But once you get it started, it's going to be wet for a while. So starting would be fine.
That too.
What kind of gas are you using?
Well, I just bought the car a couple of months ago, so I'm using the mid-grade. I started with regular, but I found that it pings just very slightly, so I switched to mid-grade, and, you know, the pinging goes away.
You might still have the pinging there. A lot of people don't realize it, but when we can hear the ping, it's too late.
Oh, okay.
It's already pinging before we can hear it.
Ah.
So you should be using the 92.
Oh, okay.
That'll be better for it, if you want it to last longer.
Oh, okay. That's a 22-year-old car.
Yeah, so a lot of people, friends and stuff that I see, I ask them what kind of gas they're using. A lot of them using 87 because of the cost. So I ask them, okay, so what kind of car are you going to buy next? Because you're going to buy one soon. And they comment with, oh, but this car is going to last me, or I want it to last another 10 years. So I said, well, you better start feeding it better fuel.
Really? I had my last BMW for 10 years, and I only put in regular.
Regular? Mm-hmm. But you don't drive it hard.
That's true. And I don't drive it very far.
Yeah.
Low mileage.
Feel sorry for the next owner.
But now I put in...
92?
92. And ethanol.
92.
So my car should last me at least 100 years. Give or take. 50.
Hey, Todd, by the way, yes. The ethanol that you folks have, what kind of, is it corn ethanol or sugar ethanol?
Sugar.
Oh, where do you get that from?
We bring it in.
Oh, my goodness. That's supposed to be, I've read somewhere else that the sugar ethanol is also called butanol. And it's supposed to be better for a gasoline engine than gasoline.
Actually, yes, it is.
That's what George's been saying.
Mm-hmm. Oh, better than gasoline?
Yes. Well, there's all the side effects on it. You know, it doesn't build carbon. The emissions coming out of the tailpipe, it's cleaner. You can spill it on your plants and your plants won't die. So it's natural, green fuel.
And it can be made here. With local labor.
Well,
what's the cost for a gallon of ethanol versus a gallon of gasoline at this point, Todd?
That I don't exactly know.
Well,
it's way cheaper than regular pump fuel.
Yeah, that's for to produce. From raw.
Yeah, but if you can't get it here, then it's, right? It's not that easy to get. I only know you guys who.
No, the cost-wise, it's fairly reasonable, but it's the shipping cost that kills us.
Right, so I mean the overall cost.
Yeah. So if we could have it made here, then cut the shipping out.
Right.
If you have it produced here, the manufacturing cost in Hawaii is less than the cost of gasoline. So like I said before, the more locally produced ethanol you can put into the mixture, the cheaper the mixture will be.
Right. And ethanol can be used in many other things, not only in an automotive.
Well, yeah, you can make it in rum.
Well, not only in our drinks, but there's all different grades of ethanol.
Oh.
I understand. And ethanol can be made from our waste.
From garbage. And in fact, if I recall, there's a sewage. You can make it from sewage.
Right. So we can convert our sewage plant into a ethanol plant. But that kind of fuel, we're not going to use in our cars.
Oh, okay.
That'll be like grade C kind of ethanol.
Oh, okay, whatever that is.
Yeah, but you still can be used as cleaning agents or something lower grade.
Instead of just getting the sewage residue and taking it to the landfill.
Or feeding it to our fishes or...
Yeah.
Okay, Alvin.
Okay.
We have another
call.
Thank
you, Alvin.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Gene. Oh, we're going to go to break? Okay, we'll be right back. Gene, can you hang on? We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back, and I have Jean on the line.
Yes, I wanted to get the senator's view on GMOs and voting with a picture ID, those 2 points, on what her view is on those.
What specifically
issues?
On the voting with a picture ID? Without having to register?
In Hawaii, do you have to show a picture ID when you go to the voting station, the school, wherever?
I know you have to show an ID. I'm not certain if it has to be a picture ID at this point.
But isn't our state ID, you have your picture on it?
On your driver's license, yes.
No, the regular state
ID.
Yeah, but across the nation, the Democrats are trying to not find that necessary to have a picture ID. And it's kind of obvious what that leads to if you don't have a picture ID.
Right.
And I just...
As far as I know here, you have to have an ID.
No, I'm talking about a picture ID. So that you...
Right, but it has to be a valid driver's license or a valid state ID. It can't just be a charge card or any, you know, that kind of ID.
Yeah, but if they came with a birth certificate or, you know.
That's true. They might be able to use a passport, but you have a picture in the passport. Birth certificate, that would be... I don't know the answer for that. I will double check and find out whether you don't need a photo ID. And your question about GMO, basically?
Yeah, I wanted to know your view on the GMOs in Hawaii. You know, we're trying to get it labeled, and
right.
It seems quite silly to fight that kind of it. Why would it be controversial to label whether it is a GMO or not?
I agree with you. I support labeling. The arguments have been the cost. That is very costly to label GMOs, but I don't see a problem with it. I mean, if people want GM or don't want GMOs, if it's labeled, then they don't have to buy it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so
it's a win-win. If you
right.
don't want it, you don't have to buy it.
But there are people out there that are just against having GMOs, anything to be.
Oh, sure, I am, but. That's like a real hard issue, you know, to go that far. But at least if the citizens could know that it is a GMO, and there are a lot of countries that are banning GMOs for quite serious reasons.
and we in Hawaii are, we're pretty much a lab for GMOs because they're trying out every fruit and vegetable, you know, that they can, mm-hmm. you know.
Right. Papayas is one of the big ones that are GMO.
No, it's gone much farther than that.
No, I realize that, but that was one of the more first ones that came out.
But they started with just the oils that they put in our food, and that's in packaged food. But we can read that on the label. Canola oil is a GMO and so forth. And they've been able to afford to label that. But now they're going to our fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm.
Again, that's an issue that people need to speak out with their candidates as they come door to door. And I say that because when I go door to door, people always say, do you have any questions or issues? And most of them say no.
No, I know you do. You are the best senator that we've ever had
in
decades.
You
are the most honest senator. That's why I'm asking you. I know you'd give me a very honest answer. And I was wondering, you know, now they're bringing it before the city council, and you know, and they're getting rejected. There's, you know, like there's about three of them that
supports
you know, that they're, you know, they're worried about it,
mm-hmm.
and then all the rest, it's, you know, like stamped already. You know, we don't want, you know,
right.
we don't want labeling, blah blah. But what does it have to do with the legislature? Could it also be brought up at the legislature, or is it just the city county?
No, the legislature can take it up, and we have looked at it. And because it's not passed, I guess the counties look at it individually. It's like the bags, you know, the grocery bags, the banning of them. Each county can do it on their own.
Uh-huh.
They're not exempt, or they're not preempted by the state on some of these issues.
Oh, okay. So you let it go to that to the county level first, and then if it comes,
it can be taken up at any level unless they're preempted by the state. The counties can take up any issue for their particular county.
I see. Are there a few? Not I know you would do the honest thing, but are there any more senators and
there are
representatives.
Yes,
question this.
Yes, there are. You know, we may be in the minority, but they are. And I think a lot of it is just because many of them are not abreast or educated, or don't take the time to really look into the issues. And part of it is the public needs to educate the legislators, or need to make it known that these are issues of concern. And if they don't, then, it, as I said earlier, it's business as usual. So, you know, we need an electorate that is willing to speak out and hold legislators accountable.
Okay, Jean, we have to get to another caller.
Okay.
Thank you, Jean. You have a nice day. Happy Mother's Day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Yeah, good afternoon. I have a question for the Senator. Concerning federal funds for our repair of our disrepaired highways here, how much did we get from them, and how much was allocated by the legislature for the budget for the roadway?
That's a good question, and I have that in my office. I don't have it at the top of my head. We do get the bulk of the monies do come from fund feds for our highway maintenance programs in the past, and the reason why the legislature raided some of those funds in the past is because the highways didn't use it. It was sitting there, and it was like excess funds. They didn't program it. They weren't, you know, using it. And so when times got bad, the legislature took some of those fundings, raided the funds. However, they haven't done that in a long time. And I don't know. I don't know why we can't fix our roads to better quality.
Right. And also about these copper, people saying copper from the street lights, highway lights.
Mm-hmm.
Is there going to be a tougher law on that for these violators?
I believe there is.
Oh, okay.
I believe we have passed that, that the laws are tougher in those areas.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, if I'm wrong, I'll call back next week and let you know.
Aloha.
Okay, thank you.
Happy month.
Thank you.
Okay, we have Tom from Waipio. Hi, Tom.
Hey, just wanted to ask Senator about the plastic bag thing. You know, they're talking about they want a charge for the plastic bag.
Correct.
And who gets the money?
The merchants would get some of the money, and the state would get some of the money.
So it's just another tax thing.
Exactly. Exactly.
I can't understand why we're getting taxed so much. You know, we don't have a problem with the plastic bag. Here's we. I mean, I don't see any more plastic bags than any other rubbish. And we need the plastic bag for people who have, you know, dogs, pets.
Yeah, many of us recycle the bags, right? I know I recycle my bags. I use it for a lot of different things.
And when I travel, we use it for, like, pack your shoes in.
Exactly.
Or, you know, I went to Maui and I forgot they had a van. And, you know, it's really hard. You go all over it and for things like, say, for example, plate lunches. You need a plastic bag. A paper bag won't do it. You buy like, 2-3 plate lunches. You got to carry it, you know, to wherever you work.
And you know these Neighbor Island guys, they come here to Honolulu, and you know what they want the most to take back home?
Plastic bags.
You're going to raid Walmart, all their plastic bags.
They want plastic bags, so it's really funny. But I agree with you. One of the arguments I had is that they kept saying, oh, this is going to, you know, take away from our landfills. It's going to, you know, our landfills are going to be longer. We're not going to have plastic bags in the oceans. We're going to have cleaner streets and so forth. And I'm saying, but people are still going to get the bags if they even have to pay 10 cents. Because how many of us remember to take a bag to the grocery store? And are you not going to pay 10 cents to get the bag? I mean, it's a tax, so you're going to end up with it. So you're still going to have bags in the landfill at some point in time. You know, it's not going to get rid of them. And that was my argument. But, of course, I was in the minority. But the bill didn't pass. And I understand the city council passed the bill that says you only can have bags that are biodegradable. So now every county has a plastic bag ban, and Oahu will have one. I think it's 2015, 2013. I can't remember. I read it in the paper. But it's got to be biodegradable plastic bags. And I understand there are companies that are manufacturing.
They're producing it now.
So it will be plastic bags that they have to biodegradable.
For our county, yes, unless the legislature next year decides they want to pass a more stricter law and ban it altogether. I, by the way, introduced a bill for the biodegradable bags, but it never got heard, and they chose to go with the 10 cents ban on the bags.
Because you make more money.
Exactly.
I wouldn't mind if they charged us if things were getting done, but nothing is getting done. You know, I don't see any why we should be charged with roads aren't fixed, schools aren't fixed. Nothing gets fixed, so why charge us more?
Okay, well, that's a good note to end on, and thank you for your call.
Okay.
Can we sneak another caller in? Dennis?
Hey, Dennis, you're towards the end of the show.
Yeah, I have a couple things. The bags, I think, should stay because everybody uses them, or most people use them very much.
Okay.
The guy that had a hard time starting his car, tell him to just have turn it on and turn it over one or two turns and then turn it off and then try to start it. That might help a lot. And on the road construction and on the gas, cost of gas, Donna, maybe can you investigate what the exact cost of gas is, where so much goes to this, so much
Yes,
goes
we
to
have that.
That.
I have that in my office. Yeah, and a lot of it is to taxes, to the county government, the state government,
right,
and so forth.
And I think a lot of it has to do with Goldman Sachs speculating. Every time somebody talks about a speculative investigation, gas goes down. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, thank you, everyone, for calling in. Todd, thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you for coming. And like my father always says...
What does he always say? I don't know. He says so many
Take
things.
Care of your car? Oh, that's Bob. Take care of everyone.
No, but I want to thank all the callers that called in and all the nice comments. Thank you. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Aloha.
Hawaii's in touch.